On Triple J, this is 2016.
And on the show tonight, I got sent this week a new song from a Sydney group, Polygraphia, who we've played a little bit on Triple J in the past, but not a whole heap. And this new song is really, really good. So I thought instead of me telling you more about them, I'd get them to do the hard work, get them to come in and tell us who Polygraphia is before we actually premiere their brand new single. And I got the two guys behind the group. We've got Mokhtar and also Daniel. G'day, guys.
Hello, Richard. Hello.
Welcome into Triple J for the first time, I'd imagine. Or second? Or
second
third?
Time.
Second time. Who had you in first?
Louis,
of course. I noticed that Louis has been playing your stuff over the last few years. Did you come in and do a Friday mix with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
About last September when we released our second EP.
Okay.
Mokhtar
completely missed it. I apologise. I have Fridays off, so sometimes Louis just does things under the radar and I don't get to catch it. Anyway, well, great to have you in again. Let's go back a little bit over who Polygraphia are, because you've actually been around for about 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. First EP was out in 2011 and we've been around about a year before that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a while.
How did you guys meet each other?
Well, we used to go to the same school in the Shire, Lucas Heights Community School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, the Shire just... Yeah. The Shire churns out so many musos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back in the days when we skated a lot back at Menai Skate Park as well.
Yeah, we used to meet up there, catch the same school bus, head there after school.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good times?
Yeah, great times.
Yeah.
When we used to be able to skate really good.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Too old.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
You're turning your skills to music these days.
Yeah.
When did you start developing the friendship into a musical friendship?
Oh, well, I think we were just talking about music at the skate park, I guess. And then I was playing with some computer programs back in the day, just making some weird, funny music, and invited Mokhtar over to my house one day, and we just started messing around, and it kind of took off from there.
Okay. And Mokhtar, what's your background as a musician? Have you had formal training? Is it something you've just picked up along the way?
Not at all. Well, my dad's a conductor, so I've got music roots in my family. But yeah, in terms of like musically trained, not at all.
Mm. Who does he conduct for?
Over in Egypt, he's got an orchestra over there.
Fantastic.
So he's always going back and forwards. He's done a couple of shows around here. But yeah, over there is his main spot for all the shows.
Have you seen him perform? Conduct on stage?
Yeah.
Is it pretty impressive?
Yeah, no, he's fantastic.
And so what sort of an inspiration has he been on your own sort of musical career, do you think?
He's always pushed me to really get into music. He's always wanted me to be really, just to get really into it and, like, do my own thing as well. Like, I always wanted to do a lot of covers and stuff, but he always got me to do my own thing.
Mm. So to be creative and really express yourself.
Yeah.
And he hasn't sort of frowned at you and gone, this is not serious music. He's not a snob like that.
At the beginning, he didn't really get it, but he's coming to terms with it now.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, listen, as I said, the new song which we're about to premiere is really great. Just before we get to that, this is a little taste of the EP which came out last year for you guys.
I clean a cup with my hands, but I wouldn't dare touch the pots and pans that made the food on the table down. I'm a paycheck from stable man, no money I'm not able to buy. The honey made me crave to anything sweet.
A track called Up and Down, who you got a vocalist called Goodbye Moon.
Yeah, from Brisbane.
To sing. I know nothing about Goodbye Moon, so that's a Brisbane singer?
Yeah, actually a Brisbane duo. There's a producer and the singer, and they're sort of new up-and-coming guys that are incredible.
The thing I've kind of sort of tweaked about is that you're really supportive of local talent, local musos to collaborate with, because you've got a group or a guy called Winston Surfshirt singing the new song, which we're just about to play. So are you scouring online to find interesting voices that you can collaborate with?
Yeah, well, it's a mixture of, say, finding people on SoundCloud that we really like, and then it's a mixture as well of just friends that we meet out. There's a lot of people in the Sydney music scene that we're sort of friends with and stuff, and it's just great to work with people that are so talented. It's great.
Do either of you guys sing, or can you sing?
No.
Not at all.
I did try once, but no.
Have you thought about getting a permanent vocalist?
secretly really want Winston to join us.
Ah.
But, you know.
You know.
It's not so secret anymore.
But, you know, but the thing is, that's, like, part of us. Like, that's what we are, like, part of our music is to have collaborations because we like to have such a diverse sound as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can really extend if you had one vocalist, you got one sound, really.
Yeah.
To a certain degree. Although Winston Surfshirt, now this guy wasn't really on my radar either until I heard this song and then saw the credit of him singing on it. And I thought I'd sort of suss out a little bit of what he does. And he's really impressive.
Oh, yeah. Man. He sure is.
He had a song. I just want to play a little bit of it. He had a song around, I think, about a year or two ago. Have a listen to it. That's a really great track. That one is called Rattling My Bones by Winston Surfshirt. Not the best audio quality. I didn't have time to get a proper copy of it, so that's just over the internet. But no, really great stuff. So he's actually singing this track. How did you touch base with him? Just send him an email, get in touch on Twitter. What did you do?
Well, like, the first time I heard about these guys was actually at a backyard show. And it was so packed, like I couldn't actually see who were actually playing. And I completely missed them. So that week, they were also playing a show down at Newtown, and I'm like, I have to go see him, I have to go check him out. So that night after I saw him, I'm like, these guys are amazing. I have to somehow get these guys involved with us. Hit him up, and he's just like, yeah, all right, let's do something. And then that following month, we got this track rolling, and now we're here.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it is, he basically leads the project. There's a group that plays with him, but Winston Surfshirt's a guy, a single individual talent who's the singer and the writer and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's got most of the people now that are involved with him are starting to like write a lot more with him, and it's like starting to shape up to be amazing.
Yeah, and you said more stuff to come this year, an album maybe? Yeah. Look forward to hearing more from Winston Surfshirt. Enough about him though. He is just collaborating with Polygraphia. I got Daniel and also Mokhtar from Polygraphia here, the Sydney duo, to premiere their brand new track, so let's hear it. This one featuring Winston Surfshirt is called Sly. Good. I think people will really like that. Are you feeling confident behind this new song?
Yeah, definitely. Probably the strongest song we've done so far, we feel.
Daniel, just tell me if I'm right or wrong. This track you had out a couple of years ago, did the formation of this song come from a song called AM? Or is it just a similar sounding song?
Let's just say it sounds really similar.
It's not exactly the same, but this one, I think it was on Unearthed. I think the first track you uploaded to Unearthed
was
this track, which
AM.
Is just an instrumental, and I had to listen to it, and I thought, oh, it's similar in a way to the new single.
Yeah, definitely took inspiration from it.
You started as an instrumental band, but you're kind of developing as a vocal outfit, if you know, one for a better term. But where do you see the future of Polygraphia?
Pretty much just we just want to keep doing what we're doing, really. We want to keep collaborating with vocalists. We want to keep collaborating with other musicians and just keep the whole thing open and fun, really.
And when you play on stage, you use a bit of vocal samples in the back if you can't get people to perform with you live. So yeah. That works okay for you at the moment?
Yeah, it's great. It's a really good opportunity for us because we sort of set out almost like a creative DJ mix in a way. Getting to mix those songs up and do something a bit different live is really good, really fun.
Yeah. Well, speaking of playing live, you've got a couple of big shows coming up this month. At the end of the month, you're going to be playing with Snake Hips, who are coming to the country. Mokhtar, tell us more about those shows. You're not doing the whole tour, but you're doing two of the bigger shows.
Yeah, so we're doing the Sydney and Melbourne show. So, yeah, on the 22nd of July, we've got that on for the Sydney show, and the 24th of July for the Melbourne show.
Both at Max Watts in both cities.
Yep.
Fantastic. Yeah. How are you feeling about those shows?
Oh, so excited.
Yeah. Well, I actually, I was planning on going to Splendor for it, and when I got the call for, these shows, I'm like, I can't go anymore. Like, I definitely got to do these shows.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah, you could be in the crowd watching other people perform, or you could be on stage performing to a lot of people because those shows will be big for Snake Hips.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. That track, which we just premiered, Sly, will be on your third EP, which is coming out later on this year, so you'll be doing your own headlining tour later on in 2016. Daniel and Mokhtar from Polygraphia, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with your single.